A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, the 25th day of November. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's 30 degrees.
Speeds are traveling all right throughout the Wasatch Front. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour. A new poll finds that about one-third of families feel that getting together for the holidays is worth the risk of potentially contracting COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the findings come from the latest C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health at Michigan Medicine. Beyond a third of parents saying that they think getting together is worth the risk, it also found that around 90% of parents say that grandparents will be at their Thanksgiving gatherings. Half of those responding parents say COVID has cut down the time spent between children and extending family. The co-director of the poll, Sarah Clark, says since children may have spent less time with relatives during the pandemic, parents may have a hard time now passing up these holiday gatherings despite some obvious COVID concerns. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utahns are sticking close to home this Thanksgiving.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Well, maybe not this year. Aldo Vasquez with AAA says Thanksgiving 2020 will see the biggest drop in travel since the Great Recession, and it's pretty obvious why.
Coronavirus is having a big impact. Americans right now are just monitoring and they're responding to the public health landscape that we're experiencing, and so they're being very methodical and very careful about making their travel plans, and they are listening to public health and government officials about whether they should head out or not.
If they do travel, they're going to places like Denver and Flagstaff, cities that are close by where you can get outside and social distance. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol is trying a new way to collect food and other non-perishable items for the Utah Food Bank. They're holding their first ever Fill the Hive food drive at the Smith's Marketplace on Valley Street in East Mill Creek. Lieutenant Nick Street says the goal is to fill their patrol cars and a shuttle truck with donations.
Hopefully we can fill up patrol cars and that shuttle truck and everything we're able to put out there. That would be ideal.
He says they'll be taking donations at two different times today. The first will be between 9 and 11 this morning, and the second starts at 6 this evening. KSL's top stories, national stories this hour. New restrictions are going into place today at Los Angeles County's 10 million residents, for Los Angeles County's 10 million residents. ABC's Alex Stone has more from L.A.
Tonight, restaurants here in L.A. County again have to become to-go and delivery only. Outdoor dining will come to an end in the county. Indoor dining hasn't been allowed here for many months. Restaurants are pushing back, demanding to see the science that outdoor dining is allowing COVID-19 to spread. But the restaurants losing in court on Tuesday, the court saying the ban on in-person dining can move forward. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A paradoxical housing market has some potential homebuyers proceeding with caution. Despite consistently high unemployment numbers, prices are still going up in many markets. Washington State homebuyer Chris Shreve says the competition has been a bit discouraging.
In some homes that we have wanted to go and see, our real estate agent has told us that there's already 25 offers and the house has been on the market for one day.
Wow. Experts attribute the change to low supply, low interest rates, and higher demand, pushing prices higher. Cooking a Thanksgiving meal? There's a recall of a popular kitchen product. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
Almost 1 million crock pots are being recalled because of a burn hazard. When they're used as a pressure cooker, the lid can suddenly detach. The affected models, the 6-quart Express crock multi-cookers. They were sold from July 2017 until this month. Manufacturer Sunbeam says they'll replace the lids, but in the meantime, those crock pots can still be used safely for sautéing and slow cooking.
I bet some of you are up prepping and cooking already this morning. Good for you. Coming.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home.
Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.